There's a lot of interesting agadas at the end of the daf at Zayin Amud Beis. Let's just pick on a bit of the agada to the David and Shaul. So the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, how can you recite Shira over the downfall of Shaul HaMelech? So the Chazon Ish has Ha'aros on Chumash that are published at the end of Orach Chaim, at the very, very end of Orach Chaim and the Chazon Ish. So he asks how David could sing Shira on the death of Shaul. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu critiqued David, but Lamaisa, how could David say such a thing, to sing Shira, to sing praise by the downfall of Shaul HaMelech? So the Chazon Ish said that David understood that just like he had to mourn the loss of Shaul, so too he had to sing the Shira that he was no longer being persecuted. The Gemara in the end of Bracha says, Daf Nun Tes, that if a parent passes away and you inherit money, you have to say Baruch Dayan Emes on the death of the parent, and Baruch Atova Meitiv, that you received a big Yerusha. You can exist in both planes at the same time. So in response, Hashem explained that David was mistaken in his understanding, that it was a shigayon. That's why it says shigayon the David, the mistake of David. It wasn't a chait. He didn't sin by singing Shira. He made a mistake in his calculations. In this instance, Shira is being said on the death of Shaul. You're saying Shira on the same thing that you're saying Baruch Dayan Emes on. That's inappropriate. In the case in the Gemara and Brachos, there's two instances, two realities taking place at the same time. The parent has passed away, and you're inheriting. In this case, you're singing Shira on the death of Shaul. The death of Shaul is part and parcel the same thing. It can't be separated, his death and David being saved. And therefore, you can't sing Shira on that thing. That's why the case of Gemara and Brachos and the death of Shaul is different. So then Hashem says, had you been Shaul and he were David, then I would have destroyed many Davids before him. And said, even though I decreed the Malchus of Shaul would not continue as an individual, he was far greater and more important than you are. So the Tosfos HaRosh says that Hashem was telling David that the success of David was not because of your midos. You were born in a special mazel. Hashem already ordained from a long time that David would become Melech Yisrael. Your position, your ability to get to where you are, is because it was ordained by Hashem. Shaul was born in a different mazel, and therefore his mazel was not as successful as yours, David. But midos and personality-wise, Shaul was a greater tzaddik. Mazel, David worked out more. That was his luck. That was what was ordained for him. But midos and maisim tovim-wise, Shaul was greater than David. So the response to this admonishment, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, and this is what the Gemara Darshan's Tehillim Perek Zayin, is it says, Shigayon of David, that he's saying to Hashem regarding Cush Benyamini. So the Gemara says, Cush is his name. Shaul was his name. So rather, it was his designation that just like a Cushi is distinguished by the dark skin, so too Shaul was distinguished by his actions, that they were very special as well, as he was absolutely righteous and performed many Maisim Tovim. Interesting. The Gemara in Erevin says that Michal Bas Cushi wore tefillin. Michal Bas Shaul wore tefillin, and then there's a Machlokas Bavli Yushalmi, did the Chacham protest or not? But it's interesting, the idea of Cushi, as the Gemara goes on to explain, of being distinguished. Michal Bas Cushi, why don't they say Michal Bas Shaul? Michal, the daughter of the one who is distinguished in his actions. Michal was setting herself apart, being different than anybody else. We see that language Cushi regarding Shaul being applied in other areas as well. Comes the Ben Ish Chai in the Ben Yehoyada in our Gemara, and he explains that a person with dark skin in a society where people don't have that dark skin is immediately distinguished and stands out amongst the people with lighter skin. So too Shaul in his tzidkus and his maisim tovim was apparent from the moment you met him. You didn't have to learn more about him. You didn't have to get to know his parents, go out to lunch with him. It was apparent from the moment you met Shaul. Just like when you meet a person who looks drastically different than the society you live in, you recognize that difference right away. So too, when you met Shaul HaMelech, it was apparent that he was a special, different tzaddik in his actions from the moment you met him at that time. He also says that based on the Arizal, that his neshama was so pure that he instinctively and naturally acted properly. So too, the skin of the Cushi is naturally that way. Shaul's midos were an inherent gift from Hashem. He just naturally acted in this very special, refined, beautiful way that Hashem implants in his neshama. So the Gemara then says that David used the word shigayon as an allusion to the error, the shigiyah that he made when he sang a song of praise over the downfall of Shaul. So there's the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud. The Rambam says, she'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikreshes bilval shel adam ad sheyishke batamid. That a person doesn't really have avas Hashem until the person is yishke batamid. He's shigayon over Hashem. So the Kesef Mishnah doesn't understand what the Rambam means, sheyishke batamid. What does it mean to be yishke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Kesef Mishnah brings two pshatim. He uses both understandings of shaga, as we find in our Gemara, to be mistaken and to sting. He says, one is that a person should love Hashem and be besimcha like a person who's singing. Just like Shigayon the David, the Pashup Shad is that David sang to Hashem. A person should love Hashem so much like a person who's singing, who's besimcha, happy all the time. And the other is that Avas Hashem should make you so consumed with love of Hashem that you trip up and make mistakes in your worldly endeavors. Just like a person who's so in love with another person, they can't think straight and they're walking into walls and tripping over themselves, so too a person should be so yishke, so in love with Hashem, that he can't get their life together. They're so enamored with Hashem that they can't get themselves ready in the morning. That's the level that a person should rise to in their Avas Hashem, says the Kesef Mishnah, using both Pshatim and Shigayon, as we find here in the Gemara as well. If you look in the Mefarshim, on that pasuk in Tehillim Perek Zion, so you'll see different approaches as well. Rashi follows our Gemara, different pshatim regarding the error that he made it regarding David HaMelech and Shaul, and he brings, based on the Yalkin and other Mefarshim, the same idea as well, and much of what we say over here. If you look at Rashi in Tehillim Perek Zion, the Ibn Ezra strongly disagrees, and this is not so different for the Ibn Ezra, always looking at the Pashup Shat, with the identification of Shaul as Cushi, arguing that it is inconceivable that such an offensive term should be used to describe a tzaddik, even though it was indeed a praise. It's unthinkable that Shaul HaMelech, who is the Melech Hashem, the Mashiach Hashem, should be accused with the strong words later on that it says that he did terrible things. And therefore, Cush was a Jew from the tribe of Benjamin, who's an enemy of David. That's how the Ibn Ezra learns the Perek. That's against our Gemara, but okay. Ibn Ezra can learn independently of the Gemara. The Radak argues that David would say such a thing about Shaul as we find in Sefer Shmuel. And he says that David doesn't want to mention Shaul by name because he's praying or he's mentioning his downfall. And therefore he calls him by the alias Cush as well. And these are the different Mahalchim. I just want to bring it together with a beautiful idea that I saw from Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, who's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. He was recorded in his Parsha Shir Asicha B'chukecha in Parsha Shmini of this year, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Listen to what Rav Kluger writes. He says, "V'chol asugi hazos mavhila biyoser shiroin she'achra kol haradifus shiradav shal." The whole thing is so interesting that after all of the pain and suffering and the chasing that Shaul gave to David HaMelech, adayin hayashol tzadik yoser midavid. Still, after the whole sugi, which we're familiar with, Shaul was still a greater tzaddik than David. Ad kedei kach shehikbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu al David shehodu lo asalaso. To the extent that Hashem was angry at David for praising Hashem from saving from Shaul, Shaul was still more righteous than that. But we know the story. We always are confused by Shaul's actions. But still, the Gemara says Shaul was still more righteous at the end of the day. Umizeh yavin ha'adam. Ad kam kesheroa adam shasheni eino misnaheg kedabai. How careful we have to be when we see somebody who doesn't behave appropriately. O shehu rodef oso, or a person is persecuting us, making our lives miserable. V'hu margish atzmo tzadik yoser mehasheni. And you think that you're more righteous than the other person? V'omer al atzmo shekadosh baruch hu yukayim bo helokim yavakesh hanirdaf. And he says about himself that Hashem should seemingly wants the person who... What about the person who's being persecuted, Hashem? What about me? Aval aliba de emes harode tzadik yosem yanu. Maybe the person who's persecuting you is more righteous. Ukamo shekosav rashi kan etzel shol shim b'mazel acher. He has a different mazel than you. Tahainu shizeh harode v'yesho avoda mishalo. His avoda, his purpose in this world is to do what he needs to do. Sheina ta nirdaf meisi gumevin osokal. You don't understand why Hashem is having this person making their life so miserable, but that's his mazel. as the Gemara says, as Rashi and the Tosfos HaRash say. That's his mazel, to make your life miserable. Ukesha adam roe b'gemara zu, maschil yos male shiflus, umevin shi'efsha l'lahavin, darkei chaveru v'chol Yisrael acher. When you learn this Gemara, you should walk away and realize how lowly we should be to not understand Klal Yisrael and other people. Shekol echad yesh lo mazalo mekomo be'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Every person has a mazal, has their place in avodas Hashem. V'itachen shehu lefi mekomo tzadik gadol yosu mimcha. Maybe in what he's doing to you in your life, he's more of a tzadik than you are. V'ata oches asmecha ketzadik bazeh she'ata misgaber ve'eno kemidaver alav lashon hara. And you should hold yourself to be a tzadik that you're not speaking lashon hara about him. You think you're such a tzaddik that this guy's making me miserable and I'm holding my tongue. You don't even understand half of how much of a tzaddik he is in making your life miserable. Hashem Yisbarach Yazor Shenucha La'agil L'midos Tovos Amisios. Hashem should help us to reach levels of real Midos Tovos. U'lahavein Eich Shekol Echad Mi'Yisrael Yesh Lo Kavana Tova Chol Ish Yesh Lo Makom Mishlo. Every person has the place they're supposed to be. And he quotes Rav Nachman of Breslov in the Chaim HaOran. And he ends, She'ein HaKavana Kepshuto Shira Mekamas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nokem Besona. We should never look for the nekama, the revenge of those who persecute us. El Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yira Lo HaMakom HaMiti Shel Sonav L'das Mekoma Boros Hashem. Hashem should show us where we fit into the bigger picture when people are making us miserable, and how each person fits into the puzzle to fulfill their tafkid in this world. I think an interesting, unique perspective on a difficult Gemara.